Hi everyone, I'm Claudia Mitura, work psychologist and certified chief happiness officer. To celebrate my new book, The Alphabet of Happiness, I'm inviting you to join me for 26 days of science-based happiness strategies, one for each letter of the alphabet. Every day, I'm sharing a quick practical tips for you to lift your spirits in under 5 minutes. And this challenge is a perfect, at least I think so, it's the perfect way to count down to my big book launch celebration at the Science Museum in London on October 31st, and I truly hope you'll be able to join me there. You can sign up for that event on my website at thehappinesschallenge.co.uk/book. And today we are kicking off with the letter B for boundaries. And seriously, I find this topic of setting healthy boundaries so fascinating because on one hand, we have a strong need to belong and fit in. We want to be liked, we're the people pleasers. On the other hand, we first and foremost belong to ourselves. And if we want to stay true to ourselves and who, we need to draw some boundaries. And in fact, studies actually confirm that building healthy relationships that bring us joy and happiness require us to set clear boundaries. If your boundaries are too weak, you allow people to overstep them repeatedly. If they are too rigid, you do not allow people to get close to you. So either way, a lack of healthy boundaries harms our happiness and often can generate resentment and regrets, really overtaking the quality of connections with others. So in the Alphabet of Happiness, I provide a practical toolkit of setting healthy boundaries, something really practical that definitely worked for me. And again, I am a people pleaser and setting boundaries doesn't come to me as easy as I would like to. And that process of setting healthy boundaries actually starts with permission, giving ourselves a permission. Because if you truly believe you deserve something, you feel more confident to ask for it. So for instance, write down permission slips such as, I give myself permission to be lazy on Saturday morning, or I give myself permission to take breaks during my workday, or I give myself permission to say no to my friend when they call unexpectedly in the middle of the night. And observe how these permissions impact your relationship with yourself and help you to set healthy boundaries with others. I really encourage you to think about the relationship that maybe is currently not working in your life and write 3 permission slips for that relationship. You know, what type of 3 boundaries or permissions you need to give yourself to then set those clear boundaries. If you give this idea a try, I would love to hear how it goes. I'm your cheerleader when it comes to happiness. My book is packed with lots of small practical gems like this. You can grab your own copy from the key retailers, from Amazon to Waterstones. But if you would like to spread some joy, tag a friend in your post about the Alphabet of Happiness for a chance to win 1 of 3 signed copies of my book. Remember, of course, to tag me as well at Claudia Mitura on LinkedIn and thehappinesschallenge_Claudia on Instagram. And I see you tomorrow for the next letter and another happiness boost. Bye.